statewide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Yeah. That's the big open I was talking about. Yes, the big open. Thank you so much. Good morning. And we've got speaking of what the day is going to be like, for the folks on Oahu who'd like to know what to do with themselves today, mostly sunny is the forecast, with a chance of showers in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy for Oahu, scattered showers in the morning. Okay, so let's for Kauai, you're going to have a sunny day with a chance of showers in the afternoon. On Oahu, we're going to have a mostly cloudy day with scattered showers in the morning. They seem to be coming down quite scattered right now. Not really all that scattered. They seem to be just about everywhere. It's going to clear up later today. It is dry at Ko'olina. What a great place to play a round of golf. But it's not so much. Winds are out of the northeast, so you'll want to have something warm on, you know, because it's going to be, I don't know, about 77 degrees at the high today. And if you're up Wahiawa, it'll be about 67 degrees. It was cold yesterday, wasn't it? We are so spoiled. Okay, and on the Big Island, it's mostly cloudy in the morning and partially clearing with a chance of showers, mainly in the afternoon. And the Big Island needs those showers, so it's all good on that side. This morning, we've got a great show. Ted Hunt, the author of Ben Hogan's Short Game Simplified, joins us. Jay Busby, the writer with Yahoo Sports Golf, will be joining us later on. And former local boy Darren Summers, champion of 2007 Mid-Pack Open and 2005 Kona Open champion. Now, of course, he worked at Kapalua, where the Hyundai Tournament of Champions will be. And, of course, he's a local boy, even though he's, from Edinburgh, Scotland. But because he just stayed here for a little while, we quickly adopt. It's called Hanai. In Hawaii, we just sort of Hanai everybody. Like Ayaka Kaneko, she's from Japan, but she stayed here in Hawaii long enough, went to Sacred Hearts, honed her golf game. She's at Q School now, LPGA, 19 right now. She's got two more rounds to go. We'll see how she does. Don't want to jinx her. You know, it's really tough talking about people who are in the middle of an event for me, because as soon as I start to, it's like cheering on my horse, in a race. Yeah, there, go. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything at all. That's what I always say to myself, So we also have two rounds of golf for two winners today at the Poipu Bay Golf Course, which is reopening on December 16th. Make your tee time. It is a memorable event to play on a course that hasn't been played on by, us mere mortals in some 8 months. The Golf Club is brought to you by Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, for building security, for shopping centers. Whether you need help or you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Poipu Bay Golf Course, a brand new golf course pretty much, brand new greens certainly, and the fairways are in beautiful condition. They're reopening on December 16th. Make your tee time today. And, of course, today you'll win a round for two if you're the lucky 18th caller, and you will make your Poipu Bay Golf Course reopening a grand occasion. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor-recommended, insurance-approved. Whether you've been hurt in a workman's comp-related incident or in an automobile accident, or maybe you've just had some kind of surgery and you need physical therapy, Moon Physical Therapy, they achieve results. Alakai Mechanical, they are the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work, product. You can depend on Alakai Mechanical. Ko'olina Golf Course. Give the gift of golf. I went out gift shopping for the 7-year-old in my life. Boy, they have expensive toys now, don't they? Give the gift of golf. This is not an expensive round. This is $65, the Kama'aina Play Anytime Special. No blackout dates or times. Get and give the gift of golf, the Play Anytime Kama'aina Special at Ko'olina Golf Course. Give them a call at the golf shop. So let's talk with Ted Hunt. Ted, good morning. You're in Vancouver?
I am. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Yeah, you know, we've got this rainy kind of cold weather. We blame it on the Arctic blast coming through. How's it in Vancouver?
Well, we don't call it cold and wet. We just call it warm and wet. As a matter of fact, we call it the Pineapple Express just off Cuilima.
Wait a minute.
We don't mind that in winter at all.
You get the Pineapple Express coming over to Vancouver?
Yes. Yes,
I rather like that. Yeah, and so the weather becomes kind of warmer with a mist. Vancouver has a mist in general, right? The Vancouver.
Not really. We have our fair amount of rain, but we no snow. That's the way we like it.
Okay, rain.
But keep sending those pineapples over.
We'll do that. We'll do that for sure. Ben Hogan's Short Game Simplified. This is the follow-up to The Secret to Ben Hogan's. You had the Ben Hogan's Magical Device.
Now, correct.
For those of us who didn't get a chance to read Ben Hogan's Magical Device, you know, the first thing I want to say is, what was it?
Yes, well, okay. tune in to headhunt.org, and it's all there, but I'll tell you just quickly, it's the structure built with the arms, the shoulders, and all its connection. Pros call it the triangle. But he playfully called it the magical device. And there certainly is magic in it. Once you start learning it and using it, you'll never go back.
Okay. Now, you also, in the beginning of your book, I love this, more terms for the purposes of this book. You kind of put out, you set out all the things that you'll need to understand before we proceed to figure out what indeed Ben Hogan's Short Game Simplified is. You know, and I've got to be frank with you right from the get-go. Anything that tells me that anything can be simplified, especially when it comes to golf, I immediately ask myself, what are you trying to sell me? You know, I don't buy it.
Right on. Talk to my publisher about that. I wanted it to be Ben Hogan's Short Game System in detail,
uh-huh.
Which it is. You can go as deep as you want into this.
Okay, so in other words, your publisher was, you know, did one of what I always like to call the graspers. You know, it's they're grasping for people who are looking desperately for that easy fix. Give me the easy fix. This game is driving me crazy. So,
well, the salesmanship, the heck with that. This system is incredible, and it works, and that's all I care about. And why I had to have that index of terms is because poor Mr. Hogan's system has suffered low these 55 years because people couldn't understand his terms because perhaps, you'll forgive me, Mr. Hogan, who didn't finish high school, didn't understand them himself. And he gave us some very false leads. Any pro, teaching pro, sort of laughs and raises a salute to Ben Hogan up in heaven for having created so many customers by giving them the wrong information in his wonderful book, Five Lessons.
When you read Five Lessons, I mean, that...
Your eyes cross.
And why is that? Well, I mean, why? I guess it's because he was, you know, he was afraid. Can we kind of, like, go back a little bit?
Sure.
The man, for those of you who are not familiar, was truly amazing. I mean, I look at him in some of the wonderful pictures and artwork that you have in the book, and he was just the most handsome, incredibly sort of majestic human being. He made the game, when you look at him playing, in photographs at least, he made his thing look so simple. It looks easy. So,
well, okay, let's go over that easy. It took him 4 to 7 years to figure out that swing, which I don't have the view of a woman, and I'm not going to argue with your point of view, but he was extremely athletic, and majestic is a bit difficult because he was 5'7".
It doesn't matter.
138 pounds, and was And if you look in the back of the book, you'll see my comparison photographs to ballroom dancing with Hogan in his full follow-through. He was majestic.
I look at the back of the book, and on your cover, you know, I see him in follow-through on his swing.
Isn't that nice?
Yes. I mean, if I could look so breezy, you know, it's like...
Well, you can, and there's a chapter 10 is a wonderful Hogan-like woman with her swing. And if you look at the hands, that's what the whole focus is really about, the mold, Hogan's hand mold, and it never moves, and that's what amateurs cannot catch on to. And that's why his secret has eluded them for so darn long. But when you get it, wow, it's fantastic.
I feel it inside of you. You know, when you just said that. Now, you're an amateur.
I'm an amateur, long-time amateur, a caddy, a ball shagger, and loved golf. And fortunately, when I was a caddy and a kid, I got to meet so many wonderful golfers and to caddy for them, shag for them, and I picked their brain. And this is getting back to that list on the first couple of pages to refer to. Because all these pro players had their own slang terms for whatever they were doing. Changing the chuck on the lever, ring the towel, and stuff like this. And you got to sift it all out. Now, Hogan, in his book, The Five Lessons, his artist was Anthony Ravielli, the medical anatomical artist. Unfortunately, Ravielli didn't know that much about golf and wasn't going to argue with the great Hogan. And Hogan just assumed he'd heard things from the old Scottish style of pronating your hands back and pronating your hands through. That's what he didn't do at all, and that's what followed everybody up. Tried to put what Hogan did into understandable universal terms, which I have, and the learning problem is over.
Is over. And I think that's very nice of you, the way you've put it all into a way that we can understand. I want to get into the left brain thinking and the right brain thinking, but you even included something as basic as the sternum, which, you know, the flat bony structure in the center of the chest.
Do ladies have one of those? The rest of us have one. Sternum, right, the center of the chest. So just to say the center of the chest, people, their finger bone moves all over the place. And I'm saying sternum.
Yes. Right, sternum. I know exactly where you are.
Right in front of the heart.
I feel my sternum protecting my heart, as a matter of fact. And yes, you know, we could have a whole show about the difficulties ladies have because of what we have on our chest. You know, I mean.
Well, if you read between the lines, and when we get the connection, you'll find that easier.
You know, and does it have something to do with those elbows up?
Yeah.
Am I getting there? You know, elbows up.
You're getting there. You got a bit of reading to do about that.
I got a lot of reading to do. I got a lot of playing to do. I've got to do.
When I was a kid and a young man at university, I could hit the ball a long way, but I never knew where the damn thing was going. And now I do, and I break my age a lot, especially in competition. I like doing that in competition.
Yes,
I imagine. People away.
Yes. Well, you're not going to tell us how old you are you?
Well, 77.
Wow.
A couple of weeks ago, I had a 71 and a 73, and that's
nice.
That's from the back tees. So it's all this Hogan system. I kid you not. My average putting, for example, was 33 shots per round.
Wow.
And once I got the Hogan system, and it took me a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Okay.
My average is now 27.
But see, 33 is already good, so 27 is, like, excellent.
Well, do the math and... To lose 5 or 6 strokes off your card every game, that's very enjoyable.
Absolutely. Ted Hunt, a lifelong golfer with more than 50 years of experience on the course, degrees in physiology and human kinetics, and a doctorate in history. He's the author of Ben Hogan's Magical Device, and we're talking about The Short Game Simplified. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711. Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Aloha, this is Graham McDowell. I'm filled with excitement as we battled out at the Plantation Course during the PGA Tour's season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
The best of the PGA Tour returns to Kapalua's Plantation Course January 2nd to 9th for PGA Tour Hyundai Tournament of Champions. See the best golf and best players for the best cause, local Maui charities. Starting Sunday, January 2nd with a free family fun day. And best of all, it's free admission, parking, and entertainment. Maui's best event of the year, January 2nd to 9th. Call 665-9160 or visit kapalua.com.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Let's start off with giving away 2 rounds at Poipu Bay Golf Course, reopening on December 16th. 2 rounds. Now, you cannot have won in the last 6 months. That way we get everybody a chance to win something. And the 18th caller at 808-296-5467 will be that winning person. Okay, that is 808-296-5467. Got to mention this. What an ending for her career. Even tinning on the Ladies European Tour, a 5-time champion. She was also the number one player on the LET. She retires after this Dubai Ladies Masters. She has a serious hip injury. Not only did she manage to make it through all 4 rounds, she won today. And I just can't think of anything more wonderful for someone to be able to go out on such a high. Hawaii's Michelle Wee, with her back problem, worked her way up to a tie for 6th with Korea's In Kyung Kim. Christina Kim tied for 4th with Florentine Parker. Anna Nordqvist was 2nd, Melissa Reed 3rd. And major victory for Michelle today, coming back with a 67. Excellent play by all, so really good to see that. I think they're showing it on Golf Channel later on again, but it's always nice to see it in action. We're talking with Ted Hunt, Ben Hogan's Short Game Simplified. Marvelous book, great pictures, lots of information, like the stock you've used, very thick pages, lots of pictures, exercises for the working amateur. But you also go into the drills and physical exercises you can do at home to keep your body in shape for this picture-perfect swing that we're all trying to develop. Mr. Hunt, it's...
Hello.
Yes, it's a marvelous book, and I just really like the way you've put it all together. The drills and exercises...
You have a way with words.
Well, I'm just reading your press release. Whoever wrote this has a way with words. I just say them. Now, Mr. Hogan, he went through his own recovery. Tell us about that.
His own recovery?
Physical recovery from the accident.
From a childhood that was just knock anybody's socks off. I don't know how he got through that poverty from the Badlands of West Texas. And the whole tragedy of this little boy at 10 years old, it was described as a very shy and polite little boy, watched his father commit suicide in a tiny cottage and just blew all hopes of optimism or trust for this kid for the rest of his life.
Okay.
Terrible thing. And then, but... He went to learn caddying for 85 cents a round, starting at 65 cents, and worked his way up into a pro, hooking all over the place, and somehow dragged himself with this new swing that he discovered to the absolute top of the world, winning all the Opens in 1948, and then driving home in a fog in Texas with his wife. Get this, Danielle, a bus driver in the fog, Greyhound bus, passes a truck in the middle of a two-lane bridge, and there was Hogan on the receiving end of that.
And he threw himself across so that he could protect his wife?
Threw himself across Valerie, and he couldn't save his left leg, though, from being crushed. Terrible. His eye hit the dashboard, and that's what gave him trouble in the later years of his life.
Which is why
he dragged himself up again.
Yes. There's a couple of things I need to get in here, because
sure.
I really love this book. And if you need to find a Christmas present for someone, or you want one for yourself, you can find this at Amazon.com, Ben Hogan's Short Game Simplified by Ted Hunt. Okay? First of all, at the end of his career, Mr. Hogan, actually at the end of his life, he stopped playing competitively, but he still played with his friends, right?
Correct.
He would not putt out at the end because of that problem with his... He had no depth perception because of the injury to his eye.
Correct? That is correct.
Right.
But with this terrible injury to the eye, and then accompanied by the aging process when things tighten up and
yes.
the lenses, he had no depth perception whatsoever.
Right. And then the other thing is this man spent 2 months in a hospital bed. They didn't have physical therapy the way they have physical therapy today, like at Moon Physical Therapy, you know, with these wonderful pools that they can put you in, and all these different ways of assisting you with just being able to bring you back to health. There was no one helping him. And I love the story about he's in bed and he's practicing his putting.
On the ceiling, yeah.
On the ceiling. You see, you can do this. You can do this at home. You can do so much, and that's one of the things about the physical exercises that you can do at home to keep your body in peak shape for this picture-perfect swing. You're talking about, you know, taking from not only breaking down his swing into the short game simplified, but you're also talking about what his life was like and that he actually was able to come back and win again after that terrible accident.
Well, you see, once you get his system in your head, and I show you how to do that, you get back like Ben Hogan. When he was practicing putting with his putter on the ceiling, he mm-hmm. didn't have to hit a ball. He was exercising the right side of his mind as to what his hands and body should be doing. And that's what you can do at home, too. You can practice Hogan's Secret, which is another wonderful, wonderful thing, if you're lacking distance and control. at a boring meeting or on the sitting on the bus driving home, you can practice that.
I like
I'll
that.
Show you how to do that.
At a boring meeting, just don't make the, you know, make the movements all too obvious. You'll want to do this really in your mind's eye. Those are some of the other things.
One of the tales I have in there, I've met so many wonderful, wonderful people. All the old pros, Sam Snead and Palmer, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, George Newton, they all had Hogan stories. And one of them, an old caddy told me, was the members, of course, at Colonial or Shady Oaks
mm-hmm.
wanted to play with Hogan, but he didn't want to putt, as you said. He could still hit the ball, and he called, there's two games, one called golf, that's ball in the air, and the other's called putting, that's ball in the ground, and I prefer the one in the air. So he'd pick up his ball and walk away. Well, the members conjured up that it would be three members against Hogan, better ball, and the caddy, Hogan's caddy, would finish the putts. And Hogan said, don't tell me anything about it, I'll just get out there and play. And
he didn't want any gambling, right? There will be
didn't
no
want any gambling. But the caddy describes it like this. Mr. Hogan hit a 250-yard drive just right of center. Then he hit a 5-iron 10 feet. I sank the putt. We were one up, one to the next hole. And this went on for 9 holes. And Hogan was 7 up after 9 holes.
Wow.
The caddy putted for birdies on every hole, and the caddy made 7 of them. And that was the end for the members. They all walked in.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I can play the game golf on the ground. That ground game is not difficult for me. It's the one in the air. So Mr. Hogan and I would have been a perfect pair.
Well, there's two concepts that everyone picking up this book, and I really urge you to, because it's changed my game, and it's so wonderful to wake up in the morning and say, oh, boy, I can still control this golf ball. There are two concepts that you have to get. Number one is you do not move your hands. The second is you've got to work a bit for it. Now, Hogan worked between 4 and 7 years. I'm telling you, all you have to do, the psych lab formula, is 40 repetitions a day for 7 days, and you've got it. And you mentioned the left and right brain a while ago. The right brain, you don't have to memorize these things in a long list in your left side of your brain. Your right brain, in experience, will grab it and remember it in images, and it will be with you forever. And all you have to do is reflame it every once in a while, in your hall carpet or out the backyard or in your mind in your office chair. I even show you two exercises with Hogan you can do in your office chair.
You're wonderful. That reminds me of Billy Hurley. Billy Hurley was at Q School after being in the Navy for 5 years, you know, here stationed here at Pearl Harbor, being at sea, hardly played golf at all, went to Q School. He didn't get his card, but, you know, 73, 72, 73, 70, 71, yeah. Final 76. Those are some good scores. And I commend Mr. Hurley because, you know, he said it was like getting back on a tricycle. He had
yeah.
to start from the beginning. And it's like you said, it's always in there once you put it in there, right? You just have
yes,
to
that's
get
a
it
good
again.
Analogy.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got to take a break, and I thank you so much for being on the show. Ted Hunt, Ben Hogan's Short Game Simplified is the name of the book, The Secret to Hogan's Game from 120 Yards and In. Thank you to Bart Ravello of Pearl City for calling in. You have won 2 rounds to Poipu Bay Golf Course. Congratulations, Bart. Thank you, Ted. We'll talk again soon. As I say at the end of my show, may you hit the sweet spot every time. You define that, too, in your book. Thank you so much.
Edhunt.org.
Ed.
Okay, thanks, Danielle.
.org.
And
back after this with Busby.
Love Hawaii.
Thank you. We'll see you soon. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Catch the bug at Coralina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Coralina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Coralina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Coralina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Coralina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at coralinagolf.com or call the Pro Shop now at 676-5300. Star Protection Agency wishes you a happy holiday season. Whether you're here or on holiday, Star Protection has been providing security and peace of mind across Hawaii, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection Agency, locally owned with the people you trust. Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. You know, it was 48 degrees, volcano. That's on the Big Island. If you'd like to play a round of volcano, it's a lovely course. 10:30 and 11 o'clock are open. It won't be 48 degrees by then either. It gets cold on the Big Island. I spent a... Well, that's another story. The stable with the horses and Parker Ranch, and we had to sleep in the sleeping bags. It was part of a UH course I took, horses and horsemanship. Whew, my goodness. Makalei, there's a 9:32 and a 10:36 and 11:32. Kiahuna, a 9:48 and a 10:12. And Puka de Cooler, at Kiahuna, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Ko'olina, the Doyo Golf Club is going out. There's the Twilight, lots of openings for Twilight, so you want to get out there. And there's a 12:30, a 1 o'clock. Ko'olina, it's not raining on that side. It'll be lovely. Luana Hills, yeah, folks are calling it. It's a little bit drizzly, but, you know, it's a lovely rain. It's not a bad rain. it's a nice rain. There's a 10:20 for you. McKenna, there's an 8:42, a 10:32, and an 11:10. Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, congratulations to all the kids who went out for the final event, and we'll have the HSJGA Players of the Year. I'll announce those Players of the Year coming up in just a little bit, but first, we're going to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to Jay Busby. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. We've survived our first winter storm. The drinking water has been delivered, at least some of it. It takes about 25 years for it to percolate down through the mountains, goes into the aquifer underneath the island, and we drain it out by the millions of gallons. So I always wonder how in the world we get enough to... But that's beside the point, isn't it?
That so is good. So far from what I have to deal with in a tent. you're talking a foreign language to me right now.
Where do you get your drinking water from?
I get drinking water from the tap or from the local grocery store, one of the two.
Oh, my God, that's like eggs come from the grocery store.
Exactly. They do, don't they?
Of course they do. Where else? Milk comes from a container.
That's right.
All right, now, golf. All right, I love reading your columns, your articles. Sometimes they're based on... Well, they're always based on some fact, but mostly it has to do with how Mr. Busby views those facts. Wouldn't you say?
That is, yes. It's a blog, Devil Ball Golf on Yahoo Sports is a blog, kind of a companion to the overall golf coverage on the site. So We'll do some straight reporting, some straight facts. Occasionally we've got folks in the field doing some reporting, myself or other people, but a lot of the time it's the written equivalent of what you do, just sitting around and kicking around a topic and having fun with it, and sometimes having a little back and forth with the readers, and sometimes just putting a few one-liners out there to see who laughs.
Yes, exactly. And it's fun, too. I love your take on things. And sometimes it can be as silly as Cigar Man. Did you expect Cigar Man to take off the way Cigar Man took off?
I had no idea. And that was the funny thing is everybody kind of arrived at that independently. We had that photo, and we put it up, and it went on the front page of Yahoo. And without even my prompting, so many people focused on Cigar Guy there in the corner, that famous Tiger Woods shot, and it took off on its own. So it's always fun to see what sticks and what doesn't.
A girlfriend of mine who's not a golfer, you know, I put it up on my Facebook page, mentioning that you had this great story, and it wasn't even about Cigar Guy, you know? It was about Tiger and the performance and the Ryder Cup and yah, rah, 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 you know? And she writes me back and says, "Did you see the guy with the cigar and that, what is that, a turban?" And I said, "What?" So I looked in the picture, and then there he was. And then all of a sudden, he started replicating everywhere. He was everywhere. It just, as you said, it took on it went viral. He went viral. How did he respond to that experience?
He seemed to be just fine with it. I mean, he was kind of amused by it all, as I recall. I have not gotten a chance to speak to him myself yet, but he was costume was actually Miguel Angel Jimenez, who was trying to chase him around with the cigar and with the little ponytail and all of that. And the way that the angle of the shot made it look like he had a turban on, so people are thinking that he's running around in some kind of ceremonial gear there, and
yes.
It wasn't that at all. But he's a young guy, as I recall, something like 30 years old, and just was very amused by the whole thing.
He doesn't look young. Hey, it's just Muammar Gaddafi was like with a cigar
right
in the middle of a golf course. It was just marvelous. So there's a couple of things that I think of right away, and I was interested in Tim Fincham's comments about the future of the PGA Tour. I was looking at the Shark Shootout, you know, and yesterday Tim said that what he saw for the future of the PGA Tour, and he's never seen anything quite so inspiring or exciting or something, these young men who've captured the imagination, you know, Ricky Fowler and Bubba Watson and Dustin Johnson, you know, and he sees them and Anthony Kim really taking the tour forward. And then I look at the top of the leaderboard, you know, and I see Jerry Kelly and Steve Stricker. Dustin is there, but Mark Calcavecchia and Jeff Overton and Fred Funk and Kenny Perry, they're, you know, the old guys seem to still have some. Billy Mayfair was the medalist at Q School. There seems to be some juice going on in those guys.
Yeah, well, whatever Fincham drinks, I would like to have a little swig of it myself, because the guy sees no evil and no problems in the world around him. Which obviously he should. He just should not be doom and gloom. But I think that he always is perhaps a bit too optimistic, and I think that's what happens when you've spent the last 15 years having perhaps the greatest athlete in American history as your marquee attraction. You get a little spoiled, you know. You're able to relax a little bit, and obviously you can't relax now. As we've seen, the European Tour is not just making inroads; they're taking whole chunks out of the PGA Tour. That said, he's right. You know, these young guys are going to be good. People are saying that Dustin Johnson could be the best of the bunch. And obviously Anthony Kim's going to play very well. You've got a lot of great young talent here that could play that could play at the top of the game. But as we all know, the thing about golf is your skills don't deteriorate quite as quickly as they do in other sports. You know, it's a longer, slower fade. And even when your skills do deteriorate, your mind is able to strategically keep you in the game. You're able to play smarter. You're able to change your game in a way that you can't do in basketball or baseball. You know, in baseball, you might be able to outthink the pitcher and nobody's going to throw you. But, you know, if you're a 45-year-old hitter, you're still not catching up to that pitch. Whereas in golf, you can outthink, you know, the other guy, a young kid.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's what keeps him around.
Right. And then I was just thinking of the catcher on his knees.
If your knees aren't graham crackers by the time you're 30, then you haven't been working hard enough as a kicker.
Exactly. Okay, so, to me, the idea that he doesn't see or doesn't talk about the European Tour seems odd to me. There should be some synergy between the two, recognizing the strengths of both and somehow making them more accommodating to some of the stars' schedules. I mean, we had all these guys say, I'm not going to play on the tour. You know, Martin Keimer, Rory McIlroy, the list goes on and on. And these guys, you know, Rory saying, I get lonely. I'd rather play on the European Tour. It seems like they could mesh them better. Heck, the European Tour never stops.
It's kind of the classic big brother, little brother syndrome, where the big brother for so long has beaten up on the little brother that he's thinking, you know, there's no way that little brother's going to land a punch on me. And all of a sudden, at some point, little brother hits puberty, little brother grows up, and little brother can, take it straight to big brother's teeth. And the PGA Tour is, understandably, as with everything in golf, is slow to respond to this threat. You know, this has been looming for a couple of years, but they never really took it seriously because it's kind of like, yeah, we're the PGA Tour. What the heck are you going to do? You know, go play somewhere else? Well, as it turned out, that's exactly what they're going to do. And I would venture that by 2012, you're going to have a lot more synergy between the tours. You're going to have a lot more events that are joint between the tours, that you're going to have a lot more sharing, and I think that you're going to have a lot more cohesion between the two, whereas right now you've got this kind of turf-grabbing rivalry, and I think you're going to see that end before too much longer.
You really think 12? Because that's just like right around the corner.
I think that maybe we're not talking like a complete synergy, but I think by 2012 you're going to see the PGA is going to have to. It's going to have to. You know, the PGA is simply going to have to. Understand that it's not the only game in town. You know, everybody still wants to play Augusta. Everybody still wants to play the U.S. Open.
Yes.
But the PGA is going to have to understand that, you know, there's a whole generation of really good young golfers that are not being raised with this complete reverence of the PGA Tour. And so, you know, that's what a lot of the PGA Tour's strength is in that kind of cachet that it holds, in that mystique. And if you're raised without being entranced by that mystique, you know, it's not going to bother you not to play on the PGA Tour.
Exactly. And there's something much, the flavor, I think, of between the PGA Tour and the European Tour is such that it's more relaxed.
Yeah.
And I'd like to talk a little bit about that, but we need to take a break. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Here is your Golf Club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your Golf Club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
For Christmas shoppers, there is the Play Anytime special at Ko'olina. $65 for a round. That is a $20 discount, and there are no blackout dates or times. Okay, great gift. Another idea on Kauai, the Happy Holidays from the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. They're raising money. They're always raising money. Mary B., you're constantly a woman in action. The annual tent sale in the parking lot of the King Auto Center on Kauai will be next Saturday, December 18th, from 8 until 1. So be sure, you know, if you're thinking about, you're getting nervous about what to get, don't get too nervous because you've got this sale coming up and you'll want to take advantage of that. And all of the proceeds, the benefits, of course, go to the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And look at all the girls that they're helping and the guys, young men and women who are heading to the tour. We've got a couple of them at Q School right now, LPGA Final Qualifying Tournament. Ayaka Kaneko and Kimberly Kim are both working their way up. Kimberly had a 78. That really hurt. I mean, that hurts. Stephanie Connolly, she had a couple of difficult rounds. She's been on the show before. And it's so hard because you're working. And Billy Hurley. I was talking about Billy Hurley earlier, Jay. Jay Busby is with us. He's a Yahoo Sports golf writer. And Billy Hurley was deployed on a ship. And he's been in Persia, in the Persian Gulf, and all over the world. Hasn't played much of a round at all. Went out in Q School, shot 73, 72, 73, 70, 71, you know. Then a 76.
Yeah, 70, not bad.
Yeah, not bad. For somebody who hadn't played, you know, he said it was like getting back on a tricycle. You got to, it was all still in his brain, but you got to work it out. Some exciting things happening at Q School with Joe Bramlett. What do you think of all the attention this young man, this first black American man in 25 years, to make it?
I got to be honest, I hate it, and I don't hate it for any reason other than the fact that I hate that we still have to classify him not as a spectacular golfer, but as, you know, the first African American on the tour, through Q School. I hate that we're still in that mentality in golf.
Thank you.
Golf has got so much. There are so many flaws with golf, in the sense that in the matter of racial issues and the fact that we still have to I mean, this is going to sound wrong, so I need to be careful how I say it. But the fact that we still have to take pride in this shows much less credit to the game than it should. I mean, it's great that he's on, but let's respect the guy for being a great golfer, not for being any kind of racial trailblazer. You know, I would love to get to the point where, we don't care if a guy happens to have blonde hair or black hair when he gets on the tour. I would love to get to the point where we don't look to anyone who's not the, white, typical, yeah, as I call them, the beige white golfers. And I'm one of them myself. I'm a white guy, I wear beige slacks and the whole bit. I look every bit like the majority here of golfers. But I'd love to get to the point where it's not, someone's racial identity is not their defining characteristic, their golf game is.
Yeah, it's kind of like on the LPGA where they say, the top 30 Korean golfers are in the...
Exactly.
It's like, come on, tell me who these people are. Don't tell me where they're from or what nationality they are. It doesn't matter. I want to know about the person. Jessica Korda, Ari Song, Jin Young Pak, Angela Oh, Libby Smith, Dewey Claire Schreffel. I mean, it's interesting just trying to pronounce all the names of the different women who are coming into the United States from all around the world trying to get onto the LPGA Tour.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's the same sort of thing that each person has their own, unique story to tell, and golf, more so than other sports, allows you to get to know that story as long as you can get to know that story and not just get a quick glance at a player and judge them based on race.
What they look like.
Origin, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now, I want to get to Tiger, because not talking about Tiger and his amazing performance. His amazing performance. Yes, he was in contention. That was pretty darn exciting, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was kind of, the old, it was like the flash of the old days. You feel that rush again. You feel him. And for a moment, you're thinking, wait a second. Was this also a big Inception dream? Did he really just, have this whole year, because he's playing as well as he ever has. He's throttling the whole field. But then all of a sudden he starts to slip on Sunday, and Graham now makes the charge. And you're like, oh, wait a second, maybe this is reality after all. But I think that that I think it's probably good that Tiger lost, you know, in the sense that it'll make him hungrier. You know, make no mistake, he's embarrassed as hell the fact that he didn't win, that he lost a four-shot lead. That's what he does to other people. He doesn't get that done to him. And I think that it's great that he lost in the sense that it'll make him that much hungrier next year. And it makes it, I think that a flawed Tiger is a much more interesting Tiger. You know, I want to see him having playoffs with guys. I want to see him going down to the last shot. The 15 shot wins are fun and all, but we've seen that. Let's see how he does under some real pressure.
Yeah, I'd like to see if we can take a listen to what he had to say after that flawed Sunday. And what I really liked is how he phrased this. We're having some difficulties with our audio, so we'll just have to try that Tiger another time.
You can do an impersonation of him.
I can do. He said he was proud of his week, even though he lost. He was still proud of the week, and I thought to myself, that's the person I want to hear. I don't want to hear him say stuff like, you know, I almost had it together, but I was just a little bit off. You know, I was playing much better than my score showed, and thank you all. Smile, I'm leaving now. You know, that I was so tired of hearing him say that same thing over and over again. This time he said, hey, I lost. But I'm proud of what I accomplished, and I think I'm getting it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's as we talked about with the PGA Tour, sometimes you need to get busted in the mouth to realize that, wait a second, you know, you can't just keep cruising on rep. He cannot cruise on his same reputation here. There were studies done pre-Fire Hydrant that when Tiger was in the field, the entire field shoots a stroke or two worse. Now yeah. you can cut those statistics however you like, but the simple fact remains that Tiger charging up the leaderboard pre-2009 Thanksgiving was a scary sight for anybody. You knew that there was only a matter of time before, if you were leading the tournament, you knew it was only a matter of time before he got that shirt.
Yeah.
Exactly. That dude in the red shirt was going to be right on you. Now, you know, you've seen Y.E. Yang do it. You've seen Graham McDowell do it. Guys will look Tiger in the face and will take him down. We'll back him down. And that's great to see. You know, it gives the rest of the field hope, and it makes that much more of an interesting next few years of golf.
And what's interesting about what you just said, and I'm going to take it back a bit, and it has to do with Ben Hogan and has to do with Tiger Woods. And we, of course, talked with Ted Hunt earlier in the show about his book, Short Game Simplified. It's a really good book. And Mr. Hogan had to come back from, now this wasn't self-imposed. This isn't something that he did to himself. He was in an accident, though.
Right.
He threw himself across his wife to protect her in the accident, in his head-on collision. A fractured pelvis, destroyed leg. Without the medical advances that we have today, the fact that he still was able to play golf afterwards, incredible. If you ever think that you are, incapable of getting up off the couch and taking a walk or practicing your putting stroke, think about Mr. Hogan, okay? Now, the other thing, when you can't have what you want, if you're taken away from you, Michelle Wee said it, all of a sudden you want it more than anything in the whole wide world. Please, give it back to me. I really, 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 really want this. Same for Mr. Hogan. He was, you know, everything was taken away from him. Tiger Woods did it to himself, okay? But everything was taken away from him. He was stripped. And it's, as you said, you know, it's good that he was humiliated, because it made him rebuild himself. He's got to recreate himself. And when I was watching the putting, the expressions on his face, it was like, oh my God, it's being done to me what I did to everybody else. Graham McDowell could not miss a putt in that playoff. Was that not amazing?
Well, that was exactly what you think of with Tiger, you know, before 2009. You think, no matter what, think back to Torrey Pines, the U.S. Open 2008. He has that long putt to get into the playoff. You knew he was hitting it. You knew it. There was no doubt in your mind. And now there's that doubt, and there's a doubt in everybody's mind. And that's going to make it more fun to watch. You know, it is cool to see the great putts, but how much cooler is it going to be to see those after you know that he's missed a few, after you know that he's flawed, you know? And I think that I wrote it before that the reason why we all respected and to some folks, worshipped Tiger, was that he seemed to be, like, you know, kind of the real-life version of Batman. You know, Batman was the one superhero that made himself. Superman, you know, he came from Krypton and Spider,
right.
Got bit by a spider. Batman made himself. So the idea is Batman, any of us could be Batman if we happen to be billionaires and psychotically driven. Same thing, like, with Tiger. You know, he's just a guy, but he practiced in a relentless level. He had this will. And so that made him kind of interesting to watch from that standpoint. How much more interesting is it going to be for him to watch to see him get up off the deck and start to win? If he wins at Augusta, I think that he's still a good 6 months away from really being comfortable with his stroke, but I would not be at all surprised to see him take a major this year.
I wouldn't either. He says he's understanding, I love this, a younger swing coach has come in, Sean Foley, and he says he's understanding what Sean is trying to tell him. And here's somebody who everybody said knew more about the game of golf than anyone.
Yeah, it's funny. You suddenly discover humility once you're not quite at the top of the mountaintop anymore. You suddenly discover that, well, maybe I really don't know everything after all. And Tiger would never be so honest as to admit that in public, but I think that he's starting to realize that what got him to this point is not going to carry him through the next stage of his career.
Okay. So what is your burning question? What is your column of the day? What are you planning on writing? Tell us.
We are right in the middle. We shouldn't say we're in the middle. We're 10% in to the Devil Ball 100, where we are ranking the most important people in golf history from number 100 straight on up to number 1. And we've just started this. This is going to carry us through the end of the year and right on to the beginning of next year. We're doing it every few days. And it's a lot of fun because it's teaching, I don't want to say teaching, that's a really pretentious thing to say. It's showing people who are some of these names that you might not be familiar with if you're not. Obviously, Tiger's going to be on there. Obviously, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer. Everybody knows all these folks. You know, Annika Sorenstam will be on there. But the folks that you don't often know, like John Reed, who's a guy from back in the middle of the 19th century, he's the guy that brought golf to America. There's a great New York Times article where it talks about how he met a fellow from Scotland who was playing this new game called golf, and they enjoyed it so much that they started playing it in a little pasture in Yonkers, New York. So, I mean, certainly that guy, although most people never heard of him, he's one of those important people in golf. So we're going to have the well-knowns and the not-well-knowns. We're in the middle of that right now.
I got the 100 is Dick Taylor, 99 Jack Tuthill, 98 Michael Murphy. He's the author of The Golf in the Kingdom. 97, Betsy Rawls. 96, Herb Grafis. 95, Joyce Weathered. 94, Tom Weisskopf. Number 93, Glenna Colet. Now, pronounce her last name for me, please.
I you know what? Having never spoken to her, I'd just say Colette.
Colette Vare. Ken Venturi's 92. 91, not really an age, but number 92 on the list.
Right.
And 91, Joanne Carner. Now, have you had anybody argue with you yet about?
Oh, of course. I have people argue about everything. I have people. I mean, people will argue with me on. If you're not familiar with the Yahoo sites, they have their comments, and people will gripe and bitch and moan about everything. So yes, we had somebody already say something along the line, "Oh, this is going to be all American," blah 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 blah. And they've already decided that they're giving up on this list 10% of the way in. So, you know, but the hell with them. We have a lot of fun doing this, and I think it's going to be interesting, and obviously, you know, once we get up into the top 10, there's going to be a lot of fights. Who's number one? Who deserves
right.
to be number one?
Oh, yeah.
But I think that, you know, we've got the list. We've made it all up, and I think that we make a really good case for Phil Mickelson being the most important figure in the history of golf. Oh, I let it out of the bag.
Wait a minute. You're making me cough, gag, and everything else all at one time.
Exactly.
No. Okay. Before we let you go, Darren Summers, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm just fine, Mr. Edinburgh, Scotland. You were talking about the gentleman from Scotland. What was his name again, who played in the pasture?
Well, it was John Reed. It was an American, and a friend of his came over from Scotland.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. Do you know the friend's name?
off the top of my head, I don't recall.
How about you, Darren?
No, off the cuff of my head, no. A little bit before my time.
A bit before all of our times. Okay, before you go, here's one of your columns, too, and I didn't realize this because I'd lost track of Mr. Daly. He's hard to keep up with, you know. He's all over the world. Poor guy. I feel for him because He's trying to rebuild his career, I think. He's got to go everywhere, anywhere. And here he is having problems again in Australia. What happened with John? Jay?
Which one of us you want to take that?
Yeah, Jay. I was reading your kind of John Daly and Coulomb, Australia don't get along so well.
Yes. He was down in Coulomb, and he did not play so well. That was the site where back in 2002 he lost his frickin' mind and at the end of a tournament went and slung his putter and his ball into a nearby lake and refused to sign his card and just really, you know, exemplified all that great American behavior that we love to see out of John. But
the ugly American. Yeah.
Exactly. He got fined and he had to write a letter of apology and all kinds of stuff like that. But he played this week and just did not play well at all. He shot 11 over. He had, I don't remember the exact roster, but he had triple bogeys and double bogeys all over the place. So, you know, you can't be too down on John because he is trying. I mean, he could, you know, in theory, just go and do, I don't know, autograph shows or whatever and just lay around and do nothing. But he is playing at least. You know, he may not be playing well, but he's playing, and that may be the best therapy for a guy like him.
Well, he seems to do better in Europe. I don't know what it is about the European continent and the European and the British Isles, Scotland. Very good for him. He does okay in the U.S., but he should stay the heck away from Australia.
Apparently so, yes.
I don't know. Doesn't bring out the best in him. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
Yes,
Mr. Busby.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Busby, thank you for being on the show.
Well, take care, we'll do it again sometime soon.
I would love to. Thank you very much. And we're going to come back and talk with Darren Summers right after this. Take a break. And we've got two more rounds. Poipu Bay Golf Course, reopening on December 16th. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Call Lena. From the tips to the green. Every hole is a challenge and a delight. Our staff makes you feel right at home. As soon as you drive up, they take your clubs. Looking for the perfect present? Give a gift card. Need a lesson? Call Lena will help you master it all. 30 minutes from downtown, whether it's fun, family, or business, you're always welcome at Call Lena. Book your tee time online or call 676-5300. That's 676-5300. Catch the bug at Call Lena Golf Club. Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And I mentioned earlier in the show that I was going to say who were the players of the year on December 8th. They were determined, and boys, 7-10, Kane Rogers of Honolulu, and girls, 7-10, Malia Nam of Honolulu, and boys, 11-12, Taisei Nagishi of Hilo, and girls, 11-12, Jihai Yili of Honolulu, and boys, 13-14, Jino Shong of Honolulu, and girls, 13-14, Lisa Kang of Honolulu, and boys 15 through 18, Alex Chiarella of Makawao, and 15 through 18 girls, Cassie Isagawa, and girls 13 through 18, Cassie Isagawa. Congratulations on a great 2010 season. with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Awesome. A great job. And they're having so much fun playing around the state and then, of course, having the Asia Pacific Junior Cup. I think that is fantastic. And they're going to bring not just, well, I don't mean just. I mean, they're expanding the junior teams. They have the best golfers from all of Japan taking on the best junior golfers of all of Hawaii. The best junior golfers of all of China will be coming. Isn't that scary? We're really going to have to support our junior golfers because we're just a little tiny island. Darren Summers, you come from a little good morning, from a little tiny island. And you guys have some pretty strong golfers over there.
It's pretty competitive, yeah, right from the grassroots level right up to what you're seeing now in the Ryder Cup and on the European Tour. It's always been very competitive.
You must be really proud. Darren Summers worked at Kapalua here on the beautiful island of Maui, where the Hyundai Tournament of Champions will be played the first week in this year. We're so looking forward to being on Maui for the weekend. But before that, there's all kinds of stuff going on. In addition to his work, I want to say that Darren Summers is the 2007 Mid-Pac Open champion at Mid-Pacific Country Club, and that brings golfers from around the world, the mainland, from Japan, they come in, from New Zealand. I'm probably leaving somebody out. And he's also the champion of the 2005 Maui Open?
2008, I think it was.
2008, that's right.
Yep.
It was the year after the Mid-Pac. Now, what took you away from our beautiful island? You're in Texas now.
I am in Texas. It was just time for a little bit of a change. I'm kind of come over to the mainland and regroup and go in a little bit of a different direction for a year or so. And I'm actually moving to Nevada in March to go and work at the Jackpot Golf Course in northern Nevada. So I'll be back on the playing circuit next year.
Oh, fabulous. So you're going to be playing again.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Did you take off the year? Did you you put the bag in the garage?
A little bit, yeah. I've been doing some lessons and stuff. I've got a small clientele that I do lessons with here in West Texas. But actually, competitive-wise, it's been probably over a year since I've actually teed it up in a tournament.
Wow. I imagine you get a little burnt on it, but it must always be inside you.
Yeah, the competitive edge never dies.
And that's got to come out somehow. I mean, teaching is wonderful, but you've got to express yourself.
Right, exactly. And that's why I'm excited to get back into a tournament next year, as they say, and play some golf.
Right. What is the name of the tournament, the tournament that you're going to be in? What is the circuit?
I'm not sure I can't actually remember what the section's called in northern Nevada, but I'll be based at Jackpot Golf Club.
Okay. All right. I was thinking of the e-golf tour. They have, there's one in Arizona that Reagan Lee went to and tried out, tried to get into the Q school, get into the nationwide tour. Do you still have dreams of that?
Maybe at some point. I mean, it's, there's such a fine line between being reasonable and being, on the television type of thing. It's,
okay.
Yourself, it's just one or two strokes around, and you have to find a way how to eliminate your mistakes and be pretty much at the top of your game every week in, week out.
Yes, you do. And that's the hard part, and the traveling. And yet there are men who, when they see the senior tour,
uh-huh.
At that point, when they're turning 50, they say, this could be my chance.
Right.
To be on tour. And it happens.
Exactly. You have like Jay Siegel is your prime example. He was a wonderful amateur, and he had no inclinations of turning professional because he had a very successful career outside of golf. But as soon as he turned 50, he got himself on the senior tour, the Champions Tour now, and had a great career out there too.
Yeah, great. Excellent. Now, you told me that everybody on Maui was excited you're going to be on the show today.
Absolutely. All the Kapalua guys will be tuning in right now.
What did you want to talk about in particular, thinking of them?
They have the game over there where they play different courses every day. And it's, you get a mix of the locals, the golf professionals, visitors from the mainland. And they play like a skins format, and they rotate rounds, the Bay Course, Kahili, and Kahanapali.
Uh-huh.
So it's outside of the golf, it's a wonderful social thing, too, because you meet people from all different parts of America, different parts of the world, which you never get a chance to visit with and meet. And the cool thing about it was you struck up some wonderful friendships, because a lot of people come back to Maui, you know, year in, year out, the same couple of weeks every year. And it was just a wonderful experience to meet some friends and get to know different people. It's a very sociable little island for golf.
It certainly is. And so you have some probably long-standing friends. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Absolutely. I'd like to say hello to Jim St. John, Roy Sakamoto, Mitch Weston, and Tom Spillar.
Excellent.
I think my parents are tuning in, too, in Edinburgh.
Oh, they are? Good.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to them, to Cynthia and Ronnie. Hello, Mom and Dad.
Okay, it's about 7:10, right?
It's about 7:10, and I think the snow might be starting to melt. They've had some pretty bad snowfall the last couple of weeks.
Wow. Well, I'm glad to hear it. It's nice to know that we're in Scotland right now. I feel all of a sudden feel very Scottish.
Not quite like Switzerland, but it's not bad.
No. Well, but you've got better golf courses. You know, there's something about hitting up that mountain and down again that's really rough. they have a new kind of golf, right? They do the city golf where you go from building to park to down the street. I mean, they literally do this in some cities in Europe.
I saw that online, yeah.
Yeah, so I was thinking of, well, you could do that kind of like hit it as far as you can. They have extreme golf on the mountains of the Rockies. You know, you can go climbing up these granite mountains and try to find your golf ball. I'm not sure if that really works. I don't know how many golf balls you get to play with, but there's all sorts of different ways. So when did you start playing?
I started playing when I think it was about five.
Five? Why?
Five, yeah. I used to go up and, my dad was very competitive at the local golf club, and I used to go up and hang out with him and his friends and caddy for him and caddy for his buddies and stuff, and I just kind of picked it up from them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what did you like about it? I mean, here you're a little guy. Was it because your dad was doing it?
I think, first of all, yeah, then I kind of got hooked on it pretty much instantly. And I think I had to wait till I was 10 years old to join the junior section of the club. So I had like 2 or 3 years just kind of playing with my dad and kind of learning the ropes and etiquette and stuff and that type of stuff. And then I joined the junior section of the golf club when I was 10. But just being outside, and I just thought it was fun from the get-go. It was the most confusing game I'd ever seen. You know, it still is confusing.
Yes, it is. Somebody apparently at the Dubai Ladies Masters forgot to mark her ball. I mean,
Yeah, oh dear, is right.
I mean, but the interesting lapses in, you know, or Ian Poulter dropping his ball on his ball marker and it moving and being penalized. Some of the, you talk about confusing, you know, in your backswing, you strike some weeds, you know, you've just been penalized because, right? That's against the rules.
Yeah, it's, when you play golf, I mean, you've no idea what's going to go through your mind before you hit a golf shot or walk into your ball. I mean, you can have some of the most random, silly, nonsensical thoughts you've ever had in your life just walking down the fairways. You know, it's a very unique environment of playing golf in tournament conditions.
That's a fascinating topic that I hadn't even thought. Because we see people very stoically walking down from wherever they've struck their ball from to where it has landed. And they have very little expression on their face. It's not
right.
Like they're showing the world what they're feeling right now.
Uh-huh.
And so you're telling us that in those faces, inside the mind there, some random thought from goodness knows where could just out of the blue.
Exactly.
That could be a good thing and a bad thing.
Well, it depends how random your thoughts are, I guess.
When, is there any thought that comes to your mind that you remember having when that happened?
There's a couple. I remember playing golf one time with, I think we were playing with David Ishii. It might have been at Midpack, actually.
Okay.
And, you know, pace of play is not super fast there at the weekend because they have such a difficult course set up in such a big field. And remember one time we were standing on a tee box, and I think we're all pretty much close to the lead of the tournament. And I had to ask him how many holes we'd played because I had no idea. And he's looking at me saying, "We've played 5 holes." And I'm like, "Really? I thought we played about 12 holes. It was just, you just kind of lose it for a little while. It was pretty funny. It was, and I'm looking at the scorecard going, "I think I've missed 3 or 4 holes here, David. What did you make it to number 7? He's like, "We haven't played that yet." So he thought that was pretty funny, but I had no idea where I was for about half an hour.
Oh, my God. I know. I've had blackouts driving early in the morning. You know, all you know, when you drive from one location to another and you go,
mm-hmm.
How did I get here?
How did I get here? Yeah.
I don't remember the last mile that I just drove. But the idea that you wouldn't remember how many holes, that's kind of almost in the zone, isn't it?
Well, I guess. I mean, I felt like we'd been in the desert for about 2 days at that point, so I was just confused about the whole situation.
Dehydrated. You were dehydrated.
Dehydrated and confused, yeah.
Dehydrated.
I think I may have confused David even more, because I think he bogeyed the next two holes.
Oh, darn. You had a strategy going. And you just
that's right.
Yeah. Got to watch out for these guys, these golfers. You never know what they're going to do. We're going to take a break and come back. We're talking with Darren Summers. My name is Danielle Tucker. After this, the golf club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy. Star Protection Agency wishes you a happy holiday season, whether you're here or on holiday. Star Protection has been providing security and peace of mind across Hawaii, guarding your business, buildings, and retail, whether it's a store or an entire shopping center. Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection Agency, locally owned with the people you trust. Catch the bug at Coralina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Coralina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Coralina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Coralina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Coralina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at coralinagolf.com or call the pro shop now at 676-5300.
Aloha, this is Jim Furyk, and I'm so happy that I get to start the 2011 PGA Tour season on Maui, competing against some of the best players in the world. Be sure to join us for an exciting week.
The best of the PGA Tour returns to Kapalua's Plantation Course January 2nd to 9th for PGA Tour Hyundai Tournament of Champions. See the best golf and best players for the best cause, local Maui charities. Starting Sunday, January 2nd with a free family fun day. And best of all, it's free admission, parking, and entertainment. Maui's best event of the year, January 2nd to 9th. Call 665-9160 or visit kapalua.com.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And you don't know which hole you're on? That's when you turn to David E. Shee and say, how many players have we played so far in the middle of tournament golf? I love that. We have right now for you to win Poipu Bay Golf Course. They're brand new greens. They're reopening. The course was shut down for 8 months. December 16th, make your tee time today, and maybe you will win a round for two. Yes, the one first winner was from California. And he can't, I priority mailed his tickets, why not, his rounds. How can you, I can't send a round, but I can send the coupons to get the round, okay? And you can't have won in the last 6 months. But from California, he's coming back to Hawaii because he wants to play at Poipu Bay. And our last winner was Pearl City, right? Our last winner from Pearl City, Bart. Congratulations, Bart. Now, you need to be the 18th caller, 808-296-5467. So So we just heard about Kapalua. I bet you want to come back to Maui for Kapalua, don't you, Dan?
Absolutely. Definitely.
Oh, and you know, we've got, I mean, it's all free. When they, in the commercials, you say, you know, they say the entertainment, it's not just the entertainment, because they've got entertainment planned every day at four or five o'clock, depending on when the players are off the course. In the FedEx zone, they're going to have this fun zone, the FedEx fan zone, with all this fun going on, including a trick shot artist. They're fascinating to watch. I don't know how they do it, but they're going to have swing analysis, and they'll be using the putting greens and interactive expos and all kinds of stuff going on. That's all free, all right?
That's wonderful, yeah.
Isn't it great? And they're going to have people performing. Musicians are going to be performing. And, okay, so that's all free. Plus, every day, the event is on. The Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there is no ticket price. No ticket. You don't need a ticket. You can just go to Kapalua Park and go into and watch these great players. That, and we've got a ginormous field, a fabulous field of golfers this year. It just amazes me, the guys that are coming. Last year we were worried that we didn't have enough golfers, and this year it's just a marvelous. The Hyundai Tournament of Champions is going to be really something. I mean, Ian Poulter, Jim Furyk, Dustin Johnson, Matt Kuchar, Graham McDowell, they'll all be here. All the guys that you're watching on television, you know, the guy who beat Tiger Woods. Was he putting or was he putting? Man, did you see that?
Yeah, I did. It was, you know, he's always been a very good putter, and he's always been very good from 80, 90 yards inwards. And I think finally his long game actually caught up with his short game in the last 18 months because he's been unstoppable.
Yeah, and I just watched, he read those greens so beautifully. There were some of them had some real bend to them, you know, and it was like, wow, he did a Tiger.
Exactly, that's what Tiger's been doing to everybody for 14, 15 years.
Right, and all of a sudden he's getting it done to him. Now, this is what Tiger said. After he lost, this is the quote. Okay, I think we can go with that right now.
It was a great week, even though I didn't win. I'm proud of today, even though I lost, because I putted awful starting out. I missed three short putts, which is I don't do. Then I lost my swing in the middle part of the round, but I pieced it back together again, piece by piece, and I was proud of that. And I was very committed coming in and hit some really, really good shots coming in, which was good. If anything, I thought that's when there might be a breakdown. But I was very pleased that I was able to put that back together again. Unfortunately, during the middle part of the round, you know, I lost all those shots, and Graham was playing really well.
It's so refreshing to hear him talk like that. It's like he's speaking off the cuff rather than in sound bites, in predetermined statements.
Yeah, it's almost like an honest answer.
Yeah, yeah, I lost my game. And he did. I mean, he totally, it was like, what happened to you? You were like so on. And then, right when normally he really turns it on and you put it's like all of a sudden your accelerator isn't working. You know, you put your foot to the pedal and there's nothing coming for you. What, that must be a very strange feeling for a golfer. The number, by the way, to call is 808-296-5467. 296-5467. Darren Summers, professional golfer, winner of the Mid-Pac 2007, winner of the Maui Open 2008, I think it was the Kona Open in 2005 when you, Parker McLaughlin, beat you in a playoff.
That's right. Yep.
Right. Have you felt that? You know, where you just can't seem to find the game, and what do you do about it?
I think everyone's experienced that at some point. You know, you just have to. Sometimes you're just not going to hit it very well, and sometimes you're not going to putt very well, and you just have to try and find a quick fix as quickly as you can and not make too many mistakes before you really turn a 69 and a 75. It's a very hard thing to do. And the guys that are winning all the tournaments on the PGA Tour, they're, it's not so much that they're better than anybody else, but their bad shots and their misses are much better than, you know, the average golfer or 80% of the guys on the tour. It's, if you have a miss that you can live with, there's a fair chance that you can compete in pretty much every tournament you tee it up in. But it's very hard to do, fix it on the golf course, especially under the pressure and the amount of money those guys are playing for. It's not easy to do.
Okay, and that's one thing that he said often, is that I'm not a very good golfer. I just know how to recover from bad shots. Okay, so that's the one thing he seems to have lost, the ability to recover, in addition to the putting.
Mm-hmm.
And
but, yeah, because, I mean, he's been one of the best putters, Tiger Woods, you know, that's ever played the game of golf. And, you know, it was almost like he never missed a putt from inside 10 feet when he was on TV, you know, for 10 years. And, you know, for him to start missing and three putting, I think there was a spell 4 or 5 years ago where he didn't three putt for, I think it was 500 or something holes. And that's pretty amazing if you think about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Very amazing. It,
yeah.
It truly is. So you just have to get back down and just take it, just practice. I don't know what to say to the average person, you know, the average golfer, when you find yourself, like, most of us have to realize, I suppose, that you have to expect out of your game what you put into it. So if you haven't practiced, you know, and you get lucky, one time you're going to get lucky, but it's not going to be there all the time for you.
So,
right? And then, so expectations have to be in line, and then you got to practice if you want to get better.
Exactly. I mean, it's a wonderful game when you play around the golf and you play good. The first thing you want to do is get back up and play golf the next day. You know, but if you don't have a great day, you know, you don't have the time to practice, I mean, maybe you have to lower your expectations a little bit and maybe not be as hard as yourself on the course if you haven't had a chance to, you know, put some work into your game. It's a fine line between high expectations and having time to work on your game too. It's, you know, it's especially for the average person that has a, you know, full-time job and stuff, and it's everybody wants to play their best round of golf, but it's not easy to do all the time.
No, and you're not gonna.
As long as you, I was kind of hoping Tiger Woods might have forgotten how many holes he'd played last Sunday.
Well, apparently, you know, he did. Darren Summers, we're going to have to talk about Scotland, some, you know, that golf in Scotland. That was when our plan was.
Uh-huh.
But when we had the opportunity to talk about Kapalua, I thought, well, we should do that because...
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And anything like in 20 seconds that you can think of that stands out, did you meet anybody at Kapalua in the Hyundai Tournament of Champions that was just, you know, like the major day, major week, major year?
I thought Vijay Singh was actually one of the nicest people that I came across when I was out there. He was very funny, and you know, he was always very nice to all the staff and the pros and the guys downstairs and everything. And it was he's got a big presence, a lot of charisma. I was pretty impressed with him.
Awesome, Darren Summers. So do you. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much for being on the club in the club.
You're welcome.
On the golf club. And thank
thanks
you
for having me.
Yeah, Richard Sagusio of Kauai, you are our winner. Congratulations! You're going to play Poipu Golf Course. The brand new greens opening on December 16th. Make your tee time today. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, excellent service, expert knowledge, work, and product you can depend on. It's Alakai Mechanical. Moon Physical Therapy, they achieve results. Moon Physical Therapy. Star Protection, get the star team on your property. And Ko'olina Golf Course, the play anytime special, $65 a round. No blackout dates or times, a great gift. Catch you on the golf club at radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the golf club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KTOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KTUA-AM 670. KUNU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.